Hey, good morning, good chodesh. Yesterday we started the sixth language of tefillah, the language of Kriya, which so far Pinkus had just explained that it's the recognition that there's someone we're talking to. It's not a call out, it's not a scream, it's not a yell or a moan. It's simply calling to someone with a hakara barura, clear recognition of who we're talking to. I noticed when I was looking in my notes yesterday for the details of the story that I shared about Rav Elia Lopian, I noticed the next paragraph I had here that there was a beautiful letter that Rav Pinkus wrote to a young man who was going through a hard time. And this is what he wrote in his letter. "You have reached a point that it's time to seek outside help. Therefore, I will give you a name and an address of where you can receive help. They call him Hashem Yisbarach. He's extremely mighty, as the truth is that he created everything. I have inside information that he loves you specifically and is waiting with intense longing for you to turn to him for help. Finding his address is not at all difficult. He is literally everywhere. Even now, as you read this letter, you can turn to him." And then listen to this part. "I'm writing this because many people think that doing this is just a fulfillment of the mitzvah of tefillah. They are right, but that is not the main point. The point is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real, and you can actually form a personal bond with him. No one who did so is ever disappointed." This goes very well with what Rav Pinkus has been saying, that understanding that there's someone we're talking to. It's no different than, as he said yesterday, and it was pointed out, I have to be careful with my words. I'm not comparing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a table or a tree or a bird, but it's the reality of it. Just like there's a tree, there's a table, there's a person, there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just something in the clouds. He quotes the Mesil Shisham. We're in the bottom of page Ayin Hay. Towards the end of that paragraph, it's the second paragraph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the end of the sixth line. "Vizel Lashon Rabbeinu HaMesil Shisharm." Rav Pinkus quotes the Mesil Shisharm, who says as follows, "Vinei shlosha dvarim tzarech shiistakil adam v'yizbonen heitev, kidei sheyegia al zos hayira." There are three things that Mesil Shisharm says, he's going to focus on one of them, that a person needs to look at and contemplate to get to a sense of Yiras Hashem, a real awe, reverence, fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Three things. Hayacha, the first thing, Shu omed mamish lefnei abor Yisbarach Shemo, v'nosei v'nosei imo. We're standing, mamish, literally in front of Hashem, and speaking with Him. Afal pi she'ein eino shal adam reyu. The challenge is we don't see, our eyes don't see Hashem. V'tira kizera yoser kasha, Sheyitztayer b'lev ha'adam tzir amiti. The hardest thing to picture or to conjure up, the Bali Musar talk, we've mentioned this often, the importance of koach hatzir, of picturing something. It allows us to feel it, to sense it. We can picture good times. It helps us get through the hard times. The hardest thing to conjure up is that we're standing in front of God. Yan ein hachush ozel zeklal. Our senses don't help. Experience doesn't help. Amna mishu baal seichel nachon, someone of the proper intellect, bima'at his boninus, with just a little bit of contemplation, v'sima slave, and attention of the heart, yuchal l'kboa belibo amisas hadavar. A person is able to establish in his heart the reality, eich hu ba v'nosei v'nosein mamish imo yisbarach, how we're actually standing in front of Hashem and talking to Hashem. The lefan of whom is chanin, whom ito, whom avakish. We're talking to Hashem. Who is Baruch Shmo Mazinlo? Someone's listening to me. Umachshel v'dvarav kasher yedaber ishal reyu. No different than a person who's speaking to their friend. The reyu machshev v'shomea elav. And our friend, if we have good friends, they listen and pay attention to us. Ayin sham. That's the Mesil Shisharim. And says Rav Pinkus, the kol shadam chai in pashtu zu, the muchshis eslo, the more that a person lives with this reality and he feels it, hari tfiloso yoser zaku barura, how much greater is his tfilah, v'avodaso amisis, and his anitis, and his avodos Hashem is real, v'zochel siyata d'shmaya, v'chol inyan, v'inyan. The challenge is that it's very hard, because what does Hashem look like? What does he sound like? We don't know. We'll never know. But it takes time and work to get to that point where, and this, in my opinion, this really should have been the first of the 10 languages, or even the Hakdama, to daven, to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means we feel that we're talking to someone. But that's the challenge to do that. And I would point out that the Rambam already asks, how does a person get to Ahavas Hashem? Now, he's not talking about Ahavas Hashem, but before there's Ahavas Hashem, there's Hashem. And the Rambam says, and we spoke about this, look in the world. A person just has to look out. It could be nature. Some people are drawn to that. It could be the science of how our bodies work, how the world runs and operates. And then we start to recognize that it can't be, there's no creator of the world. And not just as a creator of the world, there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu that's guiding every step. The next paragraphs are Rav Pinkus relating this to tefillah, how this relates more directly and practically to tefillah, the idea of being korei, to call out, which we'll have to pick up next time we learn. I am not here on Friday.